And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And as this is our birthday show, Stroke Summer Special, I thought it'd be nice to let you introduce the first you, Tone. So do you want to go ahead?
Yeah. This is Slap Betty in 27.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Slap Betty in a track called 27. Great band, aren't they? From Finland, I think.
I think, yeah, Finnish, yeah. Brilliant band. Very AC/DC, wasn't it? That kind of, yeah.
Yeah, they've just got a really good vibe to them. They're one of these bands I think I would very much like to see live.
Yes.
Should I be in the Finlander area?
Hopefully so.
Yeah, now, the thing is, how the show's working this week is we're doing our top eight of the last 6 months plus one other track as a kind of late birthday summer special, right?
Yep.
Right. And how we're doing it this time is, because we normally alternate, but what we're doing this time is that you're basically providing the first half of the show, I'm providing the second.
Yep.
Yeah, which means that you've got the websites for these and I don't know them. So go on, ask away.
So, what is Slap Betty's website?
slapbetty.com.
It is.
Well, there you go. I wasn't expecting to get any of these, so nice one. So that is Paulie B and Internet One, Tony Neil, and a turn up for the books.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. And proof, in fact, all you naysayers, that it can work the other way around.
Certainly can.
Yeah. Now, this is a section of the show when we would normally do jokes or poems. If you've got a joke for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. If you've got a poem, did I say joke then or poem? I've got confused.
Joke, I think.
Anyway, joke. If you've got a poem for us, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. If you like, Tony, I could do, as an example of the kind of calibre of poem we're expecting, I could recite one that I wrote in my teens.
Go on then.
Yeah, yeah. So this was a very deep poem that I wrote when I was about 17 years old, called Statue. What was that for this time?
Okay, ready? Go for it. Go for it. Right.
People sit upon your feet. Others look straight at you. Birdies plop upon your head when you are a statue.
Very nice.
It's as good as it gets, Tone. As good as it gets. That is high art.
Good.
Yeah, thank you. Right, so do send in your jokes and poems. We like to get them. And hopefully we'll have some next week for you.
Mm.
Right, what's up next then?
So, up next, Scarsity.
Scarsity?
Scarsity, Scarsity. Yeah, what do you reckon?
Well, I don't know, but I saw them and they were brilliant.
Oh, did you see them at the Maze?
I saw them at the Maze, yeah. They did two sets because one of the bands hadn't shown up.
Oh, of course.
And a bunch of whippersnappers. And they did a covers set that was brilliant. And then they did an original material set that was even better.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
They're from Kent.
They are. It was a long drive up.
Yeah. I like Scar. It's just fun. I like it. Just in society, very like real, real big fish kind of feel. Like it.
I thought then that you would say, I like Scar. I like society. I like society. But yeah, they are young lads.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant.
So we played this back in January, it looks like. But what is their Bandcamp page?
Scarsiety.bandcamp.com.
Nope. Scarsityband.bandcamp.com.
Aww. Paulie B Internet One. Well, it's Tony Internet One.
Yeah.
Paulie B One. I should get that the right way around. What's this one called?
This is called Step Back, Take a Look Around.
Sometimes I just have to step back and really take a look around. Over all the little pointless things which can be found.
Wasting our time losing our sense of back and really take a look around.
Listen to Rich Morton sound on Ethers right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Scarciety and a track called Step Back, Look Around. Everybody knows what's going down. I don't like to frown. I'm going to make sports Ipswich town.
Nice.
That's not how it goes, but yeah. That's how I would have done it. Yeah. Right then. So now, would you like to talk to people about our Facebook page?
We certainly can do. Facebook is great. If you're on Facebook, please do pop along to our page. It's facebook.com/punkyradio. Give us a like, give us a follow, do get in touch. Tell us any bands you did like, maybe this week, best of. Have we missed anything off that you would have preferred we play? You know, just get in touch, give some feedback about what you like to hear.
I just think we have missed things off of people because we have now been going for, what, 11 years?
11 years.
So I reckon we must have played, considering we started with 3 songs per show, now we're up to 9. Well, we must have over 3,000 tracks.
Wow.
I know, it's terrifying, isn't it?
I don't know how many minutes is it? Oh yeah, a lot anyway. A lot of minutes.
I just
minutes.
Feel like there's, if we played 3,000 tracks, we probably played 1,000 different bands.
Yeah.
That's 1,000 different bands we've let down on a weekly basis.
Yeah, sorry over about a decade. That. Sorry about that.
Yeah, and if you do have a Facebook comment for us, it does mean that you get the tune, Tony.
Well, yes, that's right.
You do get the tune, and here it is.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle, if it's a bit infotainment heavy this week, we should explain that we are pre-recording, aren't we?
Yes, we are. I'm away.
Yeah, you're... Where are you? In Germany?
I'm in the south of Germany, hopefully not getting shot.
Well, I'm in Germany. It's nice.
It would be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah, down in near Nuremberg, down that way. Yeah.
Well, it's a popular place to get murdered.
Exactly. Fingers crossed, though, I'll be back live.
Yeah, so anyway, we will be back to normal, what, next week? Week after next, one or two?
Week after next.
Yeah. So, are you going to play me 2 songs in a row now, Tony?
I think I am.
Oh, sorry, so that concludes...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
That's all right, I'll never tire of that.
Excellent.
I just like to hear it. Right, so you're going to play us 2 songs in a row now, yeah?
Yep, 2 songs. So, second one is going to be White 8, but first up, Tuka Tukas.
Tuka Tukas.
From L'Isle de la Réunion.
Isle de la Réunion.
There we are.
Love them.
Great, great band. Love this track. Very fast. Right down my alley, this one.
And from a very bizarre département of France, Tony.
It is strange, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's the most distant place on Earth where the euro is currency.
So we did have a Isle of the Reunion special not so long ago, or maybe last year. So there's lots of great bands in that little place. Almost a little place, maybe. Tuckers, great band. What is their Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.tuckertuckers.com.
Nope. ReverbNation.com/tuckertuckers.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't know how them things work. So that is Paulie B. One, Tony Internet 2, and this is?
It is. This is Zombie.
Pogo.
How does it feel fucking a dead pig's head? When we were young men, fucking a dead pig's head. That's how we chose our new friends, fucking a dead pig's head. Do you wanna be in my gang, fucking a dead pig's head? And rule over England, fucking a dead pig's head. In a dead pig's head, people to scratch your back. Fuck.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band on Zethers right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Y Tape. And do you want to tell us what it's called, Tony?
It was called Fucking a Dead Pig's Head.
Fucking a Dead Pig's Head. That is an absolutely brilliant song. And off an EP that they brought out earlier this year, they have since brought out another one. And we're playing another track off the latest EP in a week or two.
Ah, and they're all from London, aren't they, as well?
Are they from that there, London?
They're all from that there, London.
Right then.
Yeah. Obviously, that song's A, very good, and B, quite apt. We did see the end of Cameron.
We did see the end of Cameron. We didn't see the end of Cameron that the pig's head saw.
No.
We did see an end of Dave Cameron. By the way, I've got another poem for you.
Okay. Do you want to do the band first?
Yeah, you do.
Website, sorry. So what is White Ape's website?
Whiteape.co.uk.
Whiteapeband.com.
Oh!
Not easy, is it?
All right. Tony and the Internet 3, Paulie B 1. I'm starting to feel how you feel on a weekly basis.
Oh, dear.
I don't like it, Tony.
I don't like it, no.
I don't like it. I like the power. I like the power of knowledge. Right then, shall we talk briefly about Cafe Press?
We can.
We can indeed. So, what's the Cafe Press webpage, Punky Radio?
cafepress.com/punkyradio. There's also on our website, punkyradio.com, there's a link at the top.
Yeah.
Store link.
Yeah, so check that out. Because we've actually got some remarkably good quality products on there.
They're very good. Yeah, the quality is great. I mean, it's not the cheapest, nor is it the most expensive, but it is worth it. It's very good quality stuff.
And if you fancy sporting Punky Radio about your person, there are a number of different things you can wear on it, including T-shirts, long-sleeve T-shirts, and a really nifty hoodie. But of particular interest to me is the little bear and the clock.
You have the clock.
I have finally bought the clock. Yeah, because we don't really make any money out of this. We just thought we'd do some merch in that. So I think we make $1 per T-shirt.
We do.
So, and we have to split that.
Yeah.
And then
that buys you lots of pounds now, so that's all good.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't, I know. at one point, am I right in thinking there was a Punky Radio thong? Do you remember there being a thong?
I think there was a Punky Radio thong. I think there was, yeah. Did anyone ever buy one?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think. Well, I don't think I would have remembered. No.
Yeah, because we were asking people for photographs of the merch they bought, weren't we? I think the photo remembers that. The Punky Radio thong. That would have been always looking.
That would have been always looking.
Anyway, do you want to hear my poem then?
Yes, please. Yeah, sorry, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, this is after. So this is a poem because I got the Punky Radio clock. I wrote this. I can't remember what this poem was called. It was a little bit after. I think I might have been in my early 20s when I wrote this one, Tony.
Okay.
I'm just going to call it Clock.
Right.
All right. I've got a clock. It goes tick tock. It shapes like a cock.
Right.
A cock oodle. Yeah, did you see what I did there?
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I was a very talented young man. Right then, so anyway, that's your four, isn't it? I've just realised we skipped through your four there.
Yeah.
Of your favourite songs over the last 6 months. I would say if you've got a song over the last 6 months that you would like us to play, do let us know, because we don't mind playing songs again. That's what the From the Vaults section is for, and that's what we're doing right now. From the Vaults, although this week From the Vaults is a brand new track because all the other tracks are old. You know, I like to turn things around, don't I?
Exactly, yeah.
But it's a new track by older artists. So this is Bloodshot Bill and Shannon Shaw, Tony, a single that comes out in September. And it's come via Slovenly Records. Now, I'm going to ask you the website, but this isn't in our competition.
Okay.
This is an extra one, all right? So we're doing 4+4 this week. That's only fair, I think.
Okay, yeah.
So what is Bloodshot Bill's website?
Bloodshotbill.com.
It is.
Yeah.
It's Tony and the Internet 4, Paulie B, a paltry one. And this is a good old slice of hard work rockabilly, I'd call this. With Shannon Shaw on vocals, who's something of a torch singer, Tony.
Oh, okay.
Honey Time. Yeah, listening to Mullet Monster Matthew underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Bloodshot Bill and Shannon Shaw, and the A-side of their new single, Honey Time, which is available via Slovenly Records and I believe Black Gladiator as well. So make sure that you check out slovenly.com to find out all the stuff they do. And hello to Joe.
Hello, Joe. Hey, Joe.
We do like Slovenly Records. Yeah, where's he going with that gun in his hand? Right, it's time for Gig Guy, Tony, but I imagine you haven't got any.
No.
Right. So we won't do the song for it, but we will explain again. If you've got a gig for us, please do email tony@punkyradio.com, titling your email Tony's International Gig Guide, yeah?
Yep, that'll do, or Gig Guide, whatever.
Yeah. And it can be anywhere in the world, and it can be any time, as long as it's in the future, not the past. Although we have featured some from the past in the past.
We have. Well, yeah, anything really. Who's playing? Where? How much is it to get in? Anything like that. It doesn't have to be in the UK, international. So, yeah, do email me. Always good to have different bands. We don't feature regular venues because, yeah, well, we don't want to jinx them. But do email me.
Well, no, you should explain that. Every single venue that we've regularly told our audience about their shows has shut down.
Yes.
Yeah. So we don't like to do the same one every week now, just in case.
Yeah, you can't be too sure.
No, you can't. I don't know how we've managed 11 years being this funny.
No.
Yeah, anyway, we're racing through this week. Anyway, it is the kind of late 11th birthday summer special, and you're in Germany, so you don't know what's going on.
No idea.
I'm not in Scotland. I'm normally in Edinburgh right now, but I'm not there this year, okay. Which I'm very upset about.
Right.
But anyway, this is that. I'm going to play you two songs in a row, Tone, and these are two from me now.
Yes.
And they've both got "and the" in them. So stay tuned for Pete Bentham and the Dinner Ladies, one of my favourite bands to ever come out of the Northwest. First up, a band who I believe are from London, Harry Violet and the Sharks, Tony.
Okay.
And I'm just going to ask straight away, what is Harry Violet and the Sharks' website?
HarryViolettheSharks.co.uk?
It is. Tony 5. And now it's probably being the internet 1. What a turnaround. This is shocking. I'm not having one of these specials again. Don't do me any good at all. And Harry Violet and the Sharks, they're a kind of sax-driven rock and roll band. Quite clean sounding, quite crisp, Tony.
Okay.
A bit like, not unlike Zombinger and Skeletone, actually, in sound, as it goes, who are also an "and the".
They are.
A lot of "and the"s going on. Anyway, we played this a few months back now. This is Harry Violet and the Sharks and "Dance at the Corova".
Punk'd kin.
you're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Pete Bentham and the Dinner Ladies and the gloriously titled Queen Victoria's Knob.
Nice.
What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Pete Bentham and the Dinner Ladies.
Facebook.com/ Dinner Ladies Liverpool.
Ah.
Paulie B and the Internet 2, Tony Thart. Is that right?
Or yeah. Five if you're counting the From the Vaults for all four.
Oh,
I'm
not counting From the Vaults, am I?
Four
so, no, it's 4-2.
Yeah.
It's 4-2. Yeah, all right. I feel a little bit better about that now.
Yeah.
I forgot that I wasn't counting the From the Vaults. I nearly gave you an extra point. You could have kept quiet then, Tony.
No, too honest.
No, you're an honest man. So, do you want to tell people about our iTunes thingy?
Yeah, we're on this here iTunes. If you are on iTunes, got an iPhone, iPad, or just use a Mac, subscribe to the show. They've got an iTunes chart. It's quite strange how it works. It seems to be, shows move up quite a lot. And it's always moving. But if you review us, it does help us move up the featured rankings, get us a bit more visible, and gets us on the new and noteworthy sometimes. Short of it is, your reviews do help. So if you do want to review us and you haven't reviewed us so far, go to punkyradio.com. There's an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up the iTunes store where you can review us. 5 stars only, obviously. And we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, if you email me your review, I'll feature it on the show. Otherwise, I will see it and I will feature it automatically.
Yeah, I do realise that we are giving you quite a lot to do this week.
Yes.
But let's face it, we do loads of work to get this show together. The least you can do is one of the things we ask you.
Exactly.
You bastards. Right. Going to play another track, Tone.
Oh, okay.
And this is a band from Manchester that have kind of, you know, Manchester circles would suggest that they've taken on the Happy Mondays mantle to a certain extent. But they are very catchy. And this track we're going to play has got a great video for it as well. Band are called Cabbage. And what is their Bandcamp page?
Cabbageband.bandcamp.com?
No, it's cabbage.bandcamp.com. Oh. ahcabbage.bandcamp.com. Poorly being Internet 3. Tony 4. Mm. It is a fight back, Tone. It is a fight back.
It is.
This is Kevin. You're listening to Desoro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
It has occurred to me during that song that that I wondered what would happen if you died on this trip.
Yes.
Right. And whether I'd keep doing the show. And actually, I wouldn't know how.
Right.
So if you die, this show's knackered. If I die, you can just get someone else in to do my job. That's easy.
Yeah.
Let's face it, all I do is talk balls and pick music.
But if I die, at least these shows will air because they will be scheduled.
Yeah, that's right. And because I wouldn't know how to take them down, they would stay there forever.
They would.
Which would be weird, which would mean you'd be dead. Yeah. But I could listen to you every day. I could go back 1 week at a time for 11 years. So it would actually feel like you weren't dead for over a decade.
Yep. You could have conversations with me. They'd be the same conversations you've always had. But hey, yeah, you still have
them. But I could learn them and I could always win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. There you go.
I hope you die. Right then.
Yes.
So I take it you haven't got a twat.
No.
Right. So do you want to tell everyone about that then?
Yeah. If you have a twat to nominate, do email me. I do like to get your twats. It could be anyone. Listen back to old shows. We featured various ones. So I just want to the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It is that simple. It is a very twatty world. It's a very twatty year this year. So I'm quite surprised we haven't got as many as we should have. So do email them through. Always with thanks. Everyone we replied to, do get them through.
Yeah, and this is kind of our busiest, most successful feature down the years, isn't it, as well? If you are listening for the first time, I realise that we're just telling you about stuff that you can hear before, you might hear next week.
Mm.
But it's a good one, this one. We've had some classics.
We have had some good twats.
Yeah. And we do want to call someone a twat very soon, so make sure you get in touch.
Yep.
All right, then.
Okay.
Last track, Tone. We've rattled through it this week.
Blimey.
Last track. Band again. This band are... Now, where are they from? Faintest Idea. Are they from King's Lynn?
Ooh, I don't know.
Anyway, this band, Faintest Idea, Tony, they're a ska punk band. Now, you like ska and you like punk, so there you go.
I do.
They've got hardcore overtones to them as well, and frankly, they're brilliant. This is from their latest album called Raising the Minimum Rage, which we played. I think this is the first track we played off it, actually, earlier this year. It's a truly fantastic album. You really should get hold of it if you can. And the best way to do that is to go via their Facebook page, Tony, which is...
Facebook.com/... Faintest Idea.
You've only gone and done it. Tony 5, Paulie B and the Internet 3. You've been winning quite a lot recently.
Oh, I feel like a good winner. Finally.
And I'm a sore loser.
Ow.
Any road up. This is Down Pressure.
How the fuck do you owe China, B? How do you owe China? How can I tell my daughter with a straight face that capitalism is a better system than communism if we're borrowing all of our fucking money from the biggest communist country on the fucking planet? You ass, get your oof!
We'll be right back. down by a canyon.
Well, that's about the size of it for this week. Thanks very much for listening. This has been the 11th birthday summer special, and in my opinion, we've been spectacularly boring. But as you said, at least the music's good, and it is absolutely brilliant. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Thank you for staying with us over the years. Tony, maybe you could tell people about the internet stations that carry the show.
Yeah, we're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, PudunkRadio.com. We're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, ANDRA.SE, and we're on TBFM. You can find them, tbfmonline.co.uk.
And thanks again to all of our online listeners and to those stations that carry our show, because we're really proud to be on you. We're glad we've kind of settled into you guys, and we think you're brilliant. So, yeah, that's about it. We'll kind of be back to normal next week, won't we? Kind of, yeah. But I'm sure you'll be the judge of that. And hey, what is normal anyway?
Exactly.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I poo.
Your guns.